Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Smoking remains one of the world's major public health challenges. The Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group continues to provide new and updated evidence on interventions that might help smokers to quit. Kate Carhill from the University of Oxford in the UK tells us about the May 2015 update of their review on the effects of incentives.
This is the third update of our review that began 10 years ago, and over that time the public health scene has changed significantly. It's becoming standard practice worldwide for health authorities, companies and institutions to offer rewards to smokers to encourage them to quit. The question has changed from "Do incentives work?" to "Which incentives work best?" and decision makers want help to resolve the reward versus penalty argument of whether carrots work better than sticks. Answers are also needed for questions such as "How do we maintain abstinence once it is achieved?" and "Are there any risks and unintended consequences?" We identified 21 studies for this update, set in work sites, clinics, universities and communities, covering more than 8,400 smokers. 15 of the studies were done in the USA. The rewards included lottery tickets, cash payments and vouchers for goods or services. In 6 of the studies, people taking part put up their own money and recovered this, sometimes with bonus payments, if they managed to quit. All the included studies followed up their participants for at least 6 months, by which time people receiving rewards had higher quit rates than those who did not receive them. Although this success rate was not generally sustained when assessments were done again at 12 months or later. However, 3 recent trials which did achieve relatively good long-term quit rates deserve particular attention. 2 of these were set in American companies and paid out substantial cash rewards of $750 to $800 to successful quitters. The trials achieved quit rates at 12 months of 8 or 9% compared to just 3 to 5% in the control groups. One of the trials also compared a standard schedule of rewards paid out for quitting against a system of deposit refunds plus bonus payments for smokers prepared to put up their own money to take part. Although it found that it was more difficult to recruit people into the deposit groups, once a smoker had signed up to that system, they were more likely to quit than the smokers in the rewards-only group. These large and well-run trials have had much publicity and influence, but it's worth noting that General Electric, the company which hosted the first of them, decided in the end not to implement the policy of rewarding quitters. It came to the conclusion that the program cost too much to run and that the biological testing was unacceptable intrusion into workers' privacy. Instead, the company adopted the policy of charging smokers an annual penalty payment for continuing to smoke, rather than rewarding them for quitting, which is a reminder that a successful trial may not always work out as planned when its findings have to be put into practice. The third recent trial, which demonstrated clear benefits, was done in villages in Thailand, and also required smokers to pay their own money into the trial to take part. Again, uptake to the trial was low, with around 10% of those eligible joining the study. But amongst those who did take part, quit rates were 44% at 6 months in the intervention group, compared with 18% in the control group. Finally, we have also included trials in pregnant women in this update to reflect current health initiatives in the UK, the USA and Latin America. The trials all used vouchers for goods and groceries rather than cash payments or lottery tickets. We combined 8 trials, with 7 from the USA and 1 from the UK, with a total of almost 1,300 women. there was a clear benefit for incentives compared with the control condition by the time of the birth of the baby and at longer follow-up time points. For instance, the largest trial was the UK study with 612 women, and it achieved a quit rate of around 15% at longest follow-up, 6 months after the birth, which was almost four times that achieved in the control group.
If you would like to learn more about that UK trial for pregnant women, or any of the other studies in Kate's review, you can find the full version at cochranelibrary.com, along with the dozens of other Cochrane reviews from the Tobacco Addiction Group.